Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
Good morning, Nancy. I'm great. Great this morning.
Good morning, Brenda, Nancy.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Totally out of sync.
Out of sync?
Yeah, I'm home this morning.
Oh.
And I was home yesterday morning and totally forgot that I record calls.
Yesterday was not a big loss to record.
So anyway, I just came to. Wait a second. I didn't call my mom either. I always call my mom at 8 o'clock. You know, on the way to work on the train. I woke up yesterday morning, or I came alive to the fact that I hadn't recorded the call about 8:45. I don't cry anymore. So, anyway, hope everybody has a great day.
You too, Steve.
Thanks.
This is a busy week for me. I'm going into the second phase of Z training starting tomorrow, so it'll be a full 4-day.
What kind of training, Brenda?
Movement coaching.
Oh, okay.
For body mobility.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be busy the rest of the week. But
Brenda, do you start 4?
Oh, just a minute. I will. There you go. That should be better.
Yeah, that's lots better.
Is that better?
I never hear you. I have to, if when I do take the time, I have to go back in, and every time you talk, I have to raise the voice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That takes a lot of time, so if you'll remember, that would be helpful, because I don't hear you.
Okay, I will remember that. I'm not real very well adapted to technology things. I just kind of try to use them.
I think that's what we all do. Just others, all of us are just a little bit different level. It's like when I want to talk on a call when I'm recording the call, I've had a heck of a time. Even, you know, so, you know, don't feel bad. Everybody has their challenges.
So is there anything anybody would like to bring up today? Any new ideas or thoughts or questions that you've come across?
Maybe. I have a question. I sent out an email yesterday on baby carrots to several people. Anybody who got it, does anybody know how accurate that was?
Can you explain it? I haven't had an opportunity to look at my emails in a
while. Nancy? Yes. I did. This is Char. I came on just a couple minutes ago. Good morning, everybody. I run it through Snoops, and from the way I decipher the way they said it, it was very short cut on there. I would say it's accurate.
Really?
What they're judging it to be. And after having worked with those carrots a little bit, mine, if you've noticed, Nancy, I don't know, but mine have turned very white at different times, and you can scrub them and it comes off, and they look normal, and then they go back to the same thing again later if they're in there any length of time.
What about organic? Do you think that's any better, Char?
I've used it, you know, I've been using the organic, and I think they still do the same thing.
Oh, my.
Because I'm not 100% certain, and I don't know that I've done every different variety of organic that I see in the stores, because there's lots of organic of those in the regular stores now here. You don't have to go to a health food store to get the baby carrots in organic, and that was another reason I was picking them up. So I won't say for 100% certain, but I know I don't think I've had any packages that have sat for any length of time. I've got some in there now. I'll let some of them set. I'll double check and make sure the label is organic. So I'm guessing that, and see, that really wouldn't have anything to do with being organic, because that's not how they're raised. They're certified organic based on how they're raised.
But I would suspect that if someone were raising them organically and knowing that this is their final product, they should not be very happy with that.
That could be true, but, you know, the bottom line is they've got to sell their goods, and they don't really have control over who's probably.
Then why even waste your space for organic? Pardon? Why even waste your space for organic carrots?
I'm just saying, if they go in the pot and they go out to whoever processes them, you know, it's not maybe something they even give any thought to or have control of. But yes, they could withhold selling them to that area.
Sure.
You know, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know how, you know, the processing set up on all that and how many different ones are available within an area.
Marty just asked me this morning, you know, what's with the carrots? And I said, if that is true, I'm not going to buy them anymore.
Okay, you need, well, neither will I. It's not that difficult to work with whole carrots. All you're doing is cutting them.
Sure.
That's exactly what they said. Excuse me. Then you can explain what, so people know what we're talking about.
I have it in front of me. It's a short paragraph.
Why don't you read it, and then I'll give you something else I thought of that they said.
Baby carrots you buy in the supermarkets, good to know. The following is information from a farmer who grows and packages carrots for IGA, Metro, Loblaws, etc. The small cocktail baby carrots you buy in small plastic bags are made, and just assume that they grew that way, are made using the larger crooked or deformed carrots, which are put through a machine which cuts and shapes them into cocktail carrots. Most people probably know this already. Duh. What you may not know and should know is the following. Once the carrots are cut and shaped into cocktail carrots, they are dipped in a solution of water and chlorine in order to preserve them. This is the same chlorine used in your pool. Since they do not have their skin or natural protective covering, they give them a higher dose of chlorine. You will notice that once you keep these carrots in your refrigerator for a few days, a white covering will form on the carrots. This is the chlorine which resurfaces. At what cost do we put our health at risk to have aesthetically pleasing vegetables, which are practically plastic? We do hope that this information can be passed on to as many people as possible in the hopes of informing them where these carrots come from and how they are processed. Chlorine is a very well-known carcinogen. Please let us make this information available to as many people as possible. If you care about your family and friends, pass it on.
Okay, what they said was, guess it would be a good idea to buy big carrots, slice a few, and put them in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
That's the answer they gave in their statement. The other thing I thought of was, at the same time as you were reading that, Nancy, is from being in the restaurant business at one point, every plate you eat off of in the restaurant has been dipped in. The final dip is a solution of chlorinated water.
Mm-hmm.
It's not rinsed off after that, and it's not dried. You're not allowed to touch a dish with a towel. It has to be air dried. So there's going to be some on the plate. Okay, if you've ever been in a restaurant and you've had something that tasted soapy and set the glass back, as I have, and I'm sure many other people have, that obviously is an overload on the dishwasher with dishwashing detergent that somebody has put in and it's not been rinsed free of it. So, you know, I'm just thinking of different ways that we're ingesting things of that nature. It has nothing to do with the carrots, but it does have to do with the chlorination that we can be getting into our system. So, I mean, that was an FYI, of course. But I guess the way, I don't use snops often, so I'm not so used to their format, but somebody else can do their take if they've already punched it in and looked at it.
Well, Marty said to me, you know, how are you going to find out? I said, I sent it to people who I know are going to run it through that. I said, and all I said was, this is, you know, FYI, don't know if it's true or not. And I guarantee you, when I open my email, there are going to be people on there who say, why didn't you look at it? You know what? I send it out. Do what you want with it.
Yeah, well, the other thing is I also Googled it, and when it came up on the Google, there was several references made to that, which would lead me also to believe that nobody was saying, you know, on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be another thing. Now, maybe they were referencing the same place, or maybe it's just such common knowledge among people that work with that.
Mm.
That it's a given because, you know, we're not in that industry. I've never had any exposure to the processing. You know, a person to ask would be somebody that you track down that's in that industry and knows that that's how they process or would have quick access to, you know, talking with somebody that is.
Did you ever know? know that the little carrots are actually processed?
I figured they were because you can't raise a carrot that looks like that. I've never seen a carrot or never seen the seed for a carrot, so I assumed that they were processed down, yes.
Yeah, well, Marty grew some carrots. He asked last night where they were because he had harvested the couple that came in. And I said, they're in the salad. And he said, he said, I don't have luck with carrots. I think root vegetables are probably harder to grow sometimes than the others.
Normally they're easier.
Really?
In your ground that you might need, you might get one of those $10 or $15 tester kits and see what could be put into your soil.
Well, he actually put it, we have a lid from a grill that's where the carrots went. So it was really good soil that he used, but, I said, did you fertilize? He said, yeah, but who knows, We'll worry about that next year again.
Okay, does that make sense, what we said about Brenda?
Yes, that made sense. I had read once that when you buy carrots, though, if you can ever find the ones with the greens still attached, that they are much better.
Well, that would make sense because they're fresher, for one thing, and the green top is going to show how long they've been. I mean, that's going to go bad first.
You're talking about a big carrot there, not the little ones.
Right.
Yeah, the big carrot.
Right.
I tend to buy the big ones now anyway because I can buy one or two and have fresh carrots. And
the little ones were just so convenient that, and I think as far as using dishes that have been chlorinated, I would imagine that some of that evaporates into the air as they're drying anyway. But in the carrots, it's all compressed in this plastic bag that just keeps recirculating in there.
Evaporates into the air is different than what's left. It's the same thing with water. What evaporates into the air still leaves the chemical in the water. So I would imagine it still leaves the chemical on the dish, too.
But
we can't do anything about that anyway, so...
They're not using dishwashers in restaurants?
Pardon?
They don't use dishwashers, electric real dishwashers? They're all done by hand?
Yes, but what I'm saying is, no, they're not all done by hand. Mine happen to be done by hand.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm saying is they still have to be air dried, and there has to be a way of dispensing in the last rinse water, chlorinated water, for the rinse cycle.
Right.
I mean, you just don't do that normally at home, is what I'm saying. If you were going to dip something in chlorinated water, you'd rinse it off right away. You wouldn't let it air dry on whatever you're washing, at least not.
You'd rinse it off with your chlorinated water out of the sink.
Well, if that's what you're using, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for
questions. Okay, let me say it this way. It's a much stronger solution
I understand that.
I'm not trying to get technical here.
It's not like we're washing them in our swimming pool.
Pardon?
It's not like we're washing them in the swimming pool.
Probably higher, yes. Yes, higher, I will guarantee you, parts per million.
No, I appreciate all that information on the carrots, though. Thank you.
If the carrots are absorbing all that chlorine into the carrot, that I wouldn't think that would be very good. I quit buying them a long time ago just because when you open them, you get a whiff of a chemical smell coming out of them.
Mm.
Not that I'm very picky about chemical in that realm. I just didn't like them. I like the regular carrots better. I went and picked, I didn't pick them. My friend's husband cut them off, the pomegranates off the tree last night. They're bursting open. They're beautiful. They're organic. I said, hey, have you sprayed these trees? He goes, we never spray our trees. These are perfect pomegranates. So, but he did tell me, since he's grown up with pomegranates and he's a farmer from the area, he said, when you make your juice, take your pomegranate juice, set it in the refrigerator overnight, let it sit, and this black stuff will come to the bottom of your juice. And do not drink or eat that black stuff. It's very bitter. It tastes horrible. Give it a taste if you want to test me on it, he says. And I said, what is the black stuff that comes off of the pomegranates? He goes, I don't know. It's just black stuff that comes to the bottom and tastes terrible. So if you make pomegranate juice, try that. Set it in the refrigerator and let it sit, and there's supposed to be a black stuff that comes to the bottom.
But if you're just eating the seeds, nothing, I mean, there's no toxicity or anything there.
No, I guess just bitter stuff that comes off the juice. He just said, let it sit, the black stuff comes off the juice, and we don't eat that stuff.
You do know how to peel it, right?
I asked once, what did you say, underwater?
Yeah, in a bowl of water. I did one last week, and it really made a difference, although I did squirt a few places, but yeah. Huge difference.
Yeah. And then I got some persimmons. I had my first persimmon last night.
Mm.
Never ate a persimmon before. It was good. It was not a lot of flavor yet because it wasn't totally soft, but it's a variety that you can eat, still eat hard. It's a shorter one, like a little, how would I explain it?
What did it taste like?
Little and round. Fresh. Fresh, clean, it's hard to explain, just a very light, sweet fragrance. Not real sweet, just a clean taste, and it was crunchy like an apple.
Oh.
Not real juicy yet, because it wasn't real soft yet, but the littler, shorter ones you can eat when they're still firm, and the other ones that are teardrop shaped, he said wait till they soften. So I asked, so what do I do with persimmons? And he says, eat them whole, put them in bread, or bake cookies with them.
So you eat the outside and the inside?
Mm-hmm.
Are there seeds? I don't even know what they look like.
There are two varieties that he had, and I ate the small one last night. So I don't know what's inside, the teardrop one. But if you get a chance, take a look at those persimmons.
I think the teardrop ones are really nasty tasting. because they make it feel like, Mary Jane, have you had the teardrop persimmons instead of the Fuji?
No, I've only had the...
Okay, the Fuji's are sweet and really good. The other ones, to me, are used for something else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's saying, oh, yeah, because she's done those. But the flat ones are absolutely incredible. I love
them. They're good, huh? They were very good.
Like Mary Jane's here, and she got me hooked on the flat one several years ago. She says, here, I'm going to cut this up for you. Try it. And I said, oh, just one bite. And she goes, no, I'll guarantee you want more.
They're in Costco right now.
Can you hear they're in Costco right now?
They're in Costco right now.
Yeah, because they're coming ripe on the trees. And the
season is very short, and I also found out because last year there was a man in our produce section of Winco, and they had a big heaping pile of them, and they're not that common in the stores yet. There's a pretty good price on them normally. And he was bagging up a huge bag full of them, and I looked at him and I said, you like those as well as I do. And he started speaking with a real heavy accent, and then he told me he was having trouble with his tree, and he had to get some professional help on what it needed to be fed to be healthier because it was not producing good fruit. And I said, you live right here in my neighborhood, and you're growing these in your backyard? He goes, oh, they do wonderful. So I've got to get a persimmon tree. Or a Fuji or Fuji, whatever you...
The little round one.
Pardon?
Yeah. The little short round one.
Yeah, Fuji is the way it's spelled. I've heard it pronounced both ways, so I don't know which is the J is an H or the J is a J. So Fuji is the variety on the flat ones like you're talking about.
And they dry also. You can dry them.
Yeah, he said he dried some too, and they were really good.
And you said he made the comment to use them in bread and what else?
Bread and cookies.
Bread and cookies, okay.
Mm-hmm. But the teardrop ones, he said they have to be soft before you eat them. If you try to eat them when they're firm, they'll be very bitter and awful.
Oh, no, no, no.
That's not true.
No. I eat mine very firm and crunchy, and I eat the seed in it also. I do not.
The teardrop ones. The Fuji ones, mine was crunchy yesterday. It was very good.
Okay.
And he said even when they're soft, they're still good.
So the other ones are supposed to be okay when when they're soft. Maybe that was my problem. I had it too firm.
They have to, the other ones have to be soft.
Okay, well, then that changes my mind on whether or not I like them anyway, because I like firm fruit. So.
I guess like a peach, huh?
Yeah.
What size are these things?
The one I had was a little bit bigger than a golf ball.
They are small.
Oh, no, mine are probably 3 inches at least in diameter that we get here in our area. They're as big as a round as a peach, a big peach. And
well, the one I had wasn't that large yet.
Okay.
The teardrop one was very large, but the one that I ate was a smaller one. They're different sizes because he was pulling them off the tree.
Oh, I see. Okay. That would make sense. Well, the ones that they market in the grocery stores here are as big around as a peach, but they're just flatter.
Did you eat the whole thing, Char?
I eat the whole thing. The only thing I take out is the stem end.
Okay.
Like an apple.
Yes.
Yeah, like
the seeds and all you eat.
Right. I eat the seeds and all. They're just crunchy. And I'm going to tell everybody on the line, they're definitely worth the price to try one piece of the fruit. Only because you'll be addicted and you'll be watching for good prices anywhere you can find them.
What's a good price?
I think I paid $1.05 for 3 of them, which would be a good price around here.
More than that this year.
Well, I got mine. Another place you can find them is in an Asian market.
Yeah.
Oh. I haven't seen any. Now, yours were organic, Brenda?
Oh, yeah. They were. We have a friend that has a ranch out, and they have the trees. So
okay. You were explaining that at the beginning. I haven't seen any, or I haven't noticed any in the organic sections that are marked organic, but that's not to say they're not there, obviously. I just don't know how. The crop is not a popular crop yet. It's kind of like, you know, look what happened to broccoli. I know when we first started eating it, it was not a popular vegetable. By any means, it was not a common vegetable. Those things change as people become aware of it.
Usually when things have such a short season, they're more expensive anyway.
True. And they're not, you're obviously not good keepers, so.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know how long they'll keep.
They won't keep that long, even in the refrigerator. They'll start to go soft. I mean, you're going to have them probably a week, but I had one in the refrigerator that I bought fresh. It was less than a week, and I had to cut the bottom of it off because it had softened way up and turned black.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll let everybody know how long my fresh-picked one lasts.
There you go. That could be very
good. It hasn't been in store.
Yeah, they haven't been shipped, packed, and left sitting in the back room for weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
In cold storage.
In cold storage, right.
But it was good. It was kind of fun to eat. I don't know how to explain the flavor of it.
Yeah, it's unusual, unusual flavor. A lot of times they're packed individually, like you would get the Asian pears, so they don't, you know, they're separated. They're in a case or tissue wrapped around them. Now I'm seeing a few come in where they're just dumped in the pile. But usually they handle them much more carefully than that. So, anyway, anything else you want to cover, Brenda?
That's about all I've got going on. I have been just very busy with lots of things, and I ran into the pomegranates and the persimmons and thought I would share that. I'm trying to figure out, I'm curious as to that black muck that comes off the pomegranates when you said it, so I want to see what that is. So that was a different idea to me.
And did you remind everybody to cut them underwater, peel them underwater?
Yeah.
Okay. I did.
Unless it's bursting when it comes off the tree, there's no need for that. It's just already falling apart. That was fun.
But even then, you won't pop as many if you're doing it underwater. And you don't have it splattered all over the place like I always do.
How do you juice them?
I've never done that. I just eat the seeds.
Because the lady who gave them to me said, I want a jar of jam.
Mm.
I thought, okay, I got to juice them. What do I do with that?
Huh.
nobody's used them, I'll figure it out.
I've ran them through a Champion juicer, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There's an idea. Hmm. Or one of those strainers. That would, oh, I have another friend who went on a cleanse diet. She said, I went on this cleanse diet and I felt great, wonderful, awesome. I couldn't believe how good I was feeling. My elimination was so great. I said, okay, what'd you do? And she said, well, I ate fruits and vegetables and brown rice and lentils. And I said, you did? Well, that's basically what I've been telling you to do for a while. And she was just amazed with it, and it felt really wonderful. So that was nice to hear that confirmation of the cleanse diet that she went on.
So she went on to go off, is that correct?
Yeah, she went off it. She went on it for a while and was feeling really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I informed her that, you know, you can live on that diet.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep doing that. That's really good. And she did notice, like all of us probably have, that you don't crave the bad stuff when you're doing that, and you tend to want more of these items. Tend to want more brown rice, want more whole grains. Want more fruits and vegetables. So that was a nice confirmation on that.
Good morning, Brenda. This is Maddie. I have a question for Nancy.
Uh-huh.
Nancy, do you remember when we were talking about the phenol A? The stuff, that chemical that was in the baby bottles and
mm-hmm.
plastics and things
mm-hmm.
you do. Okay, great. Because I was on a call, my last call I was on, there was a woman, an Asian woman on, that asked me, and I think she's a good friend of yours, Char, whether or not I would dig up that information, because Charlie Gibson had it on World News Tonight one day. Today is Wednesday, so he must have had it on one day last week. And she asked me to dig it up, and I was wondering, someone had sent that information down a couple of times to us, and I was wondering how I can get that information to her, because I said it was on Jeannie's call, and I told her I would try to look it up, but I would send it to somebody, but I'm not that computer illiterate to send it to anybody, really, other than, you know, just sending a regular email.
Was that Way?
No, it wasn't Way.
You know what you might want to do then? Send it to Char and let her just broadcast it again.
But I don't know, what I'm saying is, I don't know when we got that information. We've had that on here a few times,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's not on today, and Char, if Jeannie's there, maybe she can remember the woman's name that wanted the information sent out.
It wasn't Molly Chapman.
That's who it was.
Molly?
That's who it was, Molly. Mm-hmm.
And what was it about? I missed that.
Well, on World News Tonight, ABC, Charlie Gibson, he had on a big thing again about the phenol A, that chemical that's in all the plastics and the baby bottles and in the canned goods and all of that. I don't know if it's still on because I haven't went back to look into it, and she asked me to dig it out and pass it down on and forward, and I said I would try, but I didn't think that I would be able to do that because, number one, I don't even know how to... I just don't know how to do that. Somebody was talking at the beginning of the call about how limited we are with technology. Well, I'm one of the most limited ones going with that stuff. But we've had that out a few times.
Well, the only thing that I know that I've got maybe saved is the company's statement saying that our bottles were not made of that material. And I think that, you know, it's not really applicable. Well, it is that people still have some of our original bottles, but we don't have the bottles, and I'm sure they'll come out with a statement again, but I might have that in file.
Okay. Yeah. Well, she's not on I haven't heard her on the call today, But she was on the call, I guess it was one day, it was Friday, so last week.
So you don't have an actual article on this, is that correct, Maddie?
I can go, I'm sure I do, because okay. I can go back from even, you know, 6, 7 months ago and get it, I'm sure, pick it out.
This is Molly on Char's list, I'm sure, right, Char?
Yes.
If you were to send it to Char to be broadcast, Molly would get that. If you have the actual article.
You mean once I pick it out, once I go back?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. That way she would get it, you know, from Char.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll try. As I said to someone on the call, when Jeannie was on the call, I will try and get that out to somebody that's in our group, you know, on our calls.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the new things. It keeps coming out more and more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's just about 7:40. Are there any more comments or questions? I'm going to try to keep this in our time limitation today. I have to be at work at 8, too.
A question?
Before. Yes?
Just a question, Brenda. Has anyone gone to the allswell.org in the last few days?
Mm-hmm. The what?
Allswell.org.
No.
It's a website that... is sort of a portal, a redirector to a whole bunch of different library-type things, resource things. I'd love to have some feedback on it. It's
A-L-L-S?
Yes.
Is it A-L-L-S, well?
Yeah, A-L-L-S-W-E-L-L, allswell.org. I've added a first page to it that makes it so that you can send a person to it. You just have to tell them that originally that site was my redirector to my NECAN site, and Ruth announced to everybody that that was where a particular call that they had just done, and I'd recorded it, and she sent it out to everybody, so I made this redirector page. So it does have information about me on it, but if anyone ever contacted me, I would make sure that I got them back to whoever sent them there. So, but I'd like some feedback about the focus pages and things like that.
I would love to go look at it. I'll be looking at it.
Okay. So if you can,
say it one more time, the website.
It's All's Well. org.
Okay.
allswell.org.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd love to have feedback on it. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. Sure appreciate everybody's hard work.
We appreciate what you do out there.
Yes, definitely. We all have our strengths. It's wonderful to work with a team that delivers day after day, week after week, year after year. You guys are an incredible crew, let me tell you. I couldn't do it otherwise.
Well, thank you.
No, thank all of you. We'll argue about it.
Oh, okay.
But thank you for your time commitment, Brenda. I so much appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
And I love having a face to put with it. So one of these days we'll have a picture in picture directory. Just don't ask me to do it.
Hey, that's a good
idea. Probably send them to Steve, and he'd put it on his page.
Oh.
Then everybody would know who to look for at the next event.
That would be great. So, well, it's getting about that time for me. I have to be at work in 10 minutes. So I need to up and go, and if are there any other comments or questions?
Just great job from me again.
Well, thank you. And go out and make it a great day. Find out anything you can to improve your daily life and come and share it with us so we can all improve our daily lives.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you. Make it a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.